Lesson 15. The Travellers and the Bear. Two men were going through a forest. "I'm afraid," said one, "that we might meet with a wild beast." "I'm afraid," said one, "that we might meet with wild beasts. I see the tracks of their paws on the ground." "Fear nothing, friend Quickwit," said the other, whose name was Braggart. "In case of an attack, we shall stand by one other like men. I have a strong arm, a stout heart, and..." "Hark!" cried the first in alarm, as a low growl was heard from a thicket near. In an instant, Braggart, who was light and nimble, climbed up a tree like a squirrel, leaving his friends, who were not quite as active, to face the danger alone. But Quickwit's presence of mind did not fail him. He could not fight. He could not fly. But he laid himself flat on the ground and held his breath, so as to appear quite dead. Out of the thicket rushed a huge bear and at once made up to poor Quickwit, while Braggart looked down, trembling, from his perch in the tree. One may guess what were the feelings of Quickwit when the bear snuffed all around him, coming so near that he could feel his warm breath. One may guess what were the feelings of Quickwit when the bear snuffed all around him, coming so near that he could feel its warm breath when its muzzle was close to its ear. But Quickwit did not wince or move, and the bear, thinking him dead, plunged again into the thicket, leaving him quite unharmed. When Braggart saw the danger was over, he came down from the tree. Somewhat ashamed of his cowardly conduct, he tried to pass off the matter with a joke. "Well, my friend Quickwit," he said, "what did the bear say to you when he whispered into your ear?" "He told me," replied Quickwit, "never again to trust a boaster like you." The hour of danger often shows that the greatest boasters are the greatest cowards. Let courage be proved by deeds, not by words.